Good morning. So good to be here. I can't stress that enough, how good it is to be here. I've been looking on Facebook, and I think it snowed about 8 inches in Colorado yesterday. So I am very, very glad to be here. No, it's great. This new little podium, though, is kind of scary. Anybody remember when I fell off the regular stage? So I'm going to move it back a little. You know, you get to the end of the year, and you start to reminisce, right? You start thinking back on the good times, the fun times, some of the times when you've done things that maybe you weren't too proud of, like falling off the stage in the 10 o'clock service in front of all of your friends and guests. I do like to walk around, and so I like to look, and so sometimes I'm not looking where I'm stepping. So don't be afraid, I'm not going to fall today. But you do, we get to the end of the year and we start to reminisce. Tim has asked me to quiz you all on our memory verses. I find it oddly hilarious that he's not here to be quizzed himself. So who wants to go first? I don't. I don't want to go first. Daniel and I were in the office this last week, and we were trying to just remember the themes. There's 12 themes. And I'm like, hey, Daniel, do you remember the themes? And he's like, yeah. No. And so we spent like the next 30 minutes trying to rack our brain to remember them in order. And eventually we got them in order. But like if we can't even do the themes in order, there's no way anybody's going to have all 52 verses memorized. And you know what? That's okay. You know, like honestly, what we did this year was we handed out those Bible verses every week in the hope and the prayer that you would meditate on it, that you would look at it, that you would see it weekly. And honestly, there's two that are really big right now in my own heart as I look back over the year. And it's the first one. It says, those who know your name will trust in you. For you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. And I believe that to be true today. I believe that God is a gracious God, that He's a good God, that He rewards those who diligently seek Him, and that we can always come to Him, and He's going to be found by us. And then the last verse that we memorized, Isaiah 9:7, and the last little bit of that as we broke it up over a few weeks, was the zeal of the Lord will accomplish this. And as I look back over the year and I think about the times that I did get it right. I think about the times that I didn't get it right. About the times in which that I thought I was right, but then I was wrong. Has that ever happened to anybody? Have you ever heard a song and thought you knew the lyrics and you misheard it and you started singing it out loud, and people are like, "What are you singing?" When I was a teenager, we used to listen to a country western artist named Marty Robbins, and he used to sing all of these like gunfighter ballads, these songs about cowboys and horses, and there was this one song called "Cool Water" that my parents really liked, and they would play it a lot on this album, and we would listen to it as kids, and we would sing it, and there was this one line that said, "Don't you listen to him, Dan?" I guess that was the name of the horse. "He's a devil, not a man, and he's stretched the burning sand with water," and so he's like, "It's a mirage. Don't listen to the mirage. It's not actually water, and it wants to kill you." And he says, "Oh, Dan, can't you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me?" I didn't hear it exactly with those words. And one day I'm singing it. "Oh, Dan, can't you see that bickering tree where the water," and I'm just singing it as loud as I can, you know, like I'm into this song. And like my dad's like, what was that? What is he seeing? A bickering tree? Like, what is that, son? And I'm like, you know, it's like a fountain. And I'm explaining what this word is that I've made up in my head to my dad. And like, he just cannot contain the mirth. And we wonder why our teenage kids don't want to listen. It's because we laugh at our kids when they're wrong. I'm like, yeah, Dad, it's a bickering tree. And he's like, no, it's a big green tree. And I'm like, whatever, Dad. You do not know what you're talking about. Wouldn't you know it? 25 years later, I'm having the same conversation with my son about a different song. And wouldn't you know it? He doesn't believe me. Yeah, no, Dad, you're wrong. That is not what the song is saying. And I'm just like, I know what it's like to be wrong. You just don't think that you're wrong. We will normally go through life making mistakes, doing things that we're not proud of. Often it will be just those little absurd mistakes that make us look foolish. Sometimes it will be mistakes of hearing things incorrectly or interpreting them in a wrong way, and it will put us in bad situations. Sometimes we'll even make mistakes of action. But today, as we look back over our year, over the themes that we've gone through, over our decisions and actions and things that we have heard and said and believed, I want us today to be so convinced of one thing that as we go into a new year. Because I don't know if you're anything like me, I love to look back. I love to be nostalgic. I love to think about how things were and how great they were, and sometimes be afraid of the future, because often the future is the unknown. It's the fear of failure. It's the fear of things that we don't yet know. But I think that today, as we look back over whatever our year looked like, we can be convinced of one thing, and that is that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You'll find that in Hebrews chapter 13. It's the writer of Hebrews is kind of giving his closing remarks. It's almost as if he's giving that last of the year message himself, and he wants us to remember some very important things, that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That is incredibly good news. Jesus doesn't change. His love, His faithfulness, His mercies, His sacrifice remains the same each and every day. And because of that, we're able to count on Jesus no matter where we find ourselves. No matter what situation we are in or we're worried about for others, we can count on Jesus. Because our biggest sins are not too big for God's grace. He is with you. He is with you. One of the memory verses we learned this year was from 1 John, and it says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us of all unrighteousness. We have to begin living out of who God says that we are, not the condemnation of past failures. Because the Bible says, and Paul writes, that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has arrived. In Christ, we are a new creation. We have to come to Him with our past failures and say, God, I accept Your salvation. I accept Your saving mercy and Your saving grace, because I don't want to live out of my past failures. I want to live out of who You say that I am, because You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Failure is not a person. It's an event. So often the devil will try and make us believe that failure is us, that we're never going to break free from that, because failure isn't a person. It's just an event. Satan will always try and personalize our failure. Don't let him. Don't listen to him. Listen to what God says in Hebrews chapter 13, where it says, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. You were loved and accepted by God today because of Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you feel like you're a failure this morning, as you look back over the last year and the decisions and maybe some of the mistakes or things that you've done that you're not proud of, I want you to know this morning that you're not a failure, that you have hope for the future, that as you come to Jesus, He wants to change your future. He doesn't want you to live anymore out of the mistakes of the past, but He wants to change your future. He wants you to know that you don't have to be afraid, that you are loved and accepted, that He is with you, and that you can count on Him. Because as we all know, we can't change our past, but God does want to change your future. He will guide you. I remember what Paul says in Philippians chapter 3. He says, "Now, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. He will change your future if you let Him. You can count on Him." As we look through the Bible, as we look through these past themes that we've walked through, there are so many situations and examples of God taking people who were unlikely, who in the world's eyes looked unusable. But God says, "No, I'm going to change their future. I'm going to put them in a place that is a firm foundation in Jesus, and I'm going to change what the future looks like for them." If we look at it, Moses was a murderer. David was an adulterer. Zacchaeus stole all kinds of money from people. Peter was a betrayer, betrayed Jesus. And yet this is the same Peter that Jesus says, "I'm going to build my church on this rock." You're not a rock yet, but I'm going to build my church on this rock. You may look back on this last year and think, "I'm just this," or "I'm just that." God wants to change your future. He wants to put you in a position to move you forward in His goodness and His graciousness, because nothing that you have done is too big for the grace of God. That He wants to change your future. He wants you to know that your failures are not going to define you, but they are just an event, and that He's going to use it for His glorious good. He's going to establish His kingdom in your life. Because this is, I think, the most important thing, and it's the last point, is that Jesus wants to be involved in your daily life. Like, the Christian walk has got to be a daily walk. It can't be just this thing that we do on a Sunday or an event that we come to once a year to help out with. It's got to be a daily walk. Like Paul says, make the most of every opportunity. And the only way that we do that is by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit that the Father has given us, which is just like Jesus, is what Jesus said. "I'm giving you my peace. I'm giving you my helper. I'm giving you my comforter." He wants to be involved in our daily life. He wants to guide us. He wants us to live out of who He says that we are, not the definition of the past. You know, we have had a big year. A lot of things have happened. A lot of good things have happened. A lot of hard things have happened. But Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I don't want us to leave this place today mishearing the lyrics of the song. I don't want us to leave today having difficulty hearing exactly what I'm saying, or what the Bible is saying, or having a wrong interpretation of it, because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. That He was there at the beginning, that He is with us today, and He holds the future in His hands. And as He looks at us, He says, I have a good plan. I have a plan to be with you, to give you the blessing of my presence. You see, we often think that when we say Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that my life's just going to be one awesome, easy ride. But there's going to be ups and downs. And we have to remember the lyrics to this song, that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That He has not left us, that He will not forsake us, that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and He has given us His Spirit. He has given us His peace and His comfort. He has given us the security of his word, which says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And so that's why we're drawing it back this year. We're bringing it back in this next year. And we're going through short passages of the Gospels. Because as Daniel was saying, we don't want to miss this. We don't want to miss what Jesus is offering us through his life, through his light. That we're going to look at the word, the words of Jesus, which are the proclamation of who he said that he was. But not just that, we're going to look at those Gospels and the way in which he said who he was through the lens of the Old Testament. That when he is saying these things, he is essentially saying that God has sent me and I am God. We're going to look at what the Scriptures say about who Jesus is as the Word. We're going to look at his works, the proof and the power of what he has. We're going to look at the wisdom of Jesus, which are the parables, and as Tim calls them, the Beatitudes, since pastors have to have P's, everything be P's. So we're going to look at the parables and the Beatitudes. It's going to be great. We're going to look at his way. We're going to look at his practices. We're going to go through the Gospels, and we're going to bring it down very, very small in 2015, because we do believe that God has saved us for a reason. And it's not for us to sit in a service and sing songs we love, see people that we haven't seen for a week, and engage in great coffee conversation. All of those are good things. It's the natural outworking of our faith is to be on mission, to identify with one of the spheres of influence, because God has called us to be conformed to the image of Christ. And not to be just conformed to that image of Jesus, but to be his ambassador, making God's statement through us to a world that needs reconciliation. Be reconciled to God should be the expression of our life to people that don't know Jesus. Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I love how the writer of Hebrews sums up his benediction in Hebrews chapter 13. It says, "Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen." Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Will you stand with me this morning? Please don't forget to grab your readings on your way out. If we run out, I've got more. But we're starting in the book of John. And we're going to read through the book of John, and we're going to see these declarations of Jesus. And we're going to start with the first one next week, which is that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And I love how John describes this. He says that we have seen him, Jesus, the one and only, full of grace and full of truth. I kind of wish I was speaking on that next week, but Tim is. So it's going to be good. It's going to be awesome. So I encourage you to come along and be a part of the journey that we are going on in 2015 to encounter that Jesus, the one and only, full of grace and truth, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Have a happy new year, and let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for who you are. God, you are good, and I thank you that you are with us. God, as we look back over this last year, God, through the ups and downs, through the roller coasters of life, God, I thank you that one thing remains constant, that you are blessing us with your presence. God, there's nowhere that we can go to escape your presence. And so I pray, God, that we would go in the full knowledge today and the encouragement, God, of that word, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. God, that nothing that we have done is too big for your grace. God, that we don't need to live anymore, God, out of the past failure, but God, that we can live out of who you say that we are. And God, I'm so grateful that you want to be involved in our daily life. God, I pray that as we go, as we celebrate this new year, God, as we spend time with friends and family and continue on our holidays, God, that you would protect us, body, mind, and spirit by the blood of the Lamb Jesus. God, I thank you that you are never going to leave us and you're never going to forsake us. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a great week and we'll see you next Sunday.